Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com. He was not part of it. That's not what he was. Do you know something?
No, I don't know anything.
You said that's what's going to happen.
Bob Nightingale put out, it's Auspice or Espada.
For those who aren't on Twitch, he just took off his shoe and threw it at our now naked walls.
Okay. This is the dumbest.
Okay.
I swear to God. Can I cuss? You just bleep it. Joe, how are these the only selections?
I know.
Jeff is running the team.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
How are these the only selections?
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A lot of talk about Alex Verdugo this weekend for some reason. That he would be a good fit for our Houston Astros.
Was he coming up a lot?
You know, he and left with Uncle Mike gone, right? I don't think you're not bringing back Uncle Mike, right?
No, he's got to go.
Alex Verdugo and then the center field.
No, Uncle Mike on the bench as a coach also would be something to consider.
Oh, Uncle Mike would be a great coach.
Yeah. Something to consider.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having him for a cut rate. Like, I wouldn't mind Michael. I wouldn't mind Michael Brantley for $6 million on the bench as a left-handed bat who could get some, you know, your left-hand pinch hitter and could. But he can't be a full-time guy. He just can't. And honestly, I'd probably just let him walk and look for somebody who could be a full-time guy. Because Yordan is gonna. We're just gonna have to go with. Sorry, Yordan. I know you like playing left field or whatever, but you're just gonna have to be a DH. We can't afford to have you hurt.
Yeah. Listen, you gotta find another outfielder. More than likely, I think. Yeah, Dubon is just a. You got to keep Dubon as a utility guy. Chaz has got to get his shot. That's a 900 OPS guy. Chaz has got to get a legitimate shot every day outfielder for this team. And maybe that's in left field, and you find a center fielder. Maybe that's the case. Verdugo would have to with Tucker in right. Verdugo would have to play left field, and Yordan I think still wants to play some outfield, so to feel like he's more involved. So. You do that as well. Yeah, I think you find a center fielder.
Why is that so important to you?
Ideally, because you want an everyday center fielder.
Well, what difference does it make if Chaz is in center and you've got an everyday left fielder?
Because
you do want to play Yordan?
I don't think you're as good defensively with Chaz in center as you are with Chaz in right. And a
Do you remember when he made angel wings in the outfield?
I saw that. I remember that.
Okay. So was that good defense or not?
That was really good defense.
What about Dubon?
Now, anybody else probably would have just been waiting there for it as opposed to climbing up the wall.
It's too much recency bias, but man, Dubon really looked like he's not a huge strikeout guy. Chaz is going to strike out a lot more, but is Dubon just, he's just a Ledmus. That's fine. I like Dubon a lot. I didn't like him coming into the season. But man, he played like an all-star for periods while Jose Altuve was out, played well defensively. He had his moments in the postseason this year. Like, I like Dubon. I think the Astros are going to get a much better Dubon, a version of Dubon than they thought they were going to get when they first signed him. But it's also okay to have your next Aledmys Díaz, who's also your next. Aledmys is always hurt. So if this is your next Marwin Gonzalez, that's fine. I'm fine with that, too. You need to have one of those guys. So you don't think that. Do you think the team was upset that Dusty. I know they're upset about Yiner Diaz not playing more. Do you think they're also upset about Chaz?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I wondered if Chaz and Dubon had a legitimate shot of winning a job.
Well, they've also played Jake Myers, don't forget.
Jake's got to go.
He's got to go. That's got to go. Yeah. So no question. I think Chaz is a perfect left fielder. He's a 900 OPS guy. Get him out in left field every day. Get a center fielder like a Michael A. Taylor or somebody who can play some center. That's a good defensive center fielder. I mean, what they're doing in Arlington is Tavares. That's really nice. I mean, he's like a perfect fit here. That would be a perfect fit here. But they're not giving him up. What I'm saying is get yourself a nice center fielder that can play defense, and maybe you give up a little bit offensively, but you get Chaz in there every day, Yordan every day, Tucker every day, and you've got yourself one of the best offenses in baseball again. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Gilbert wants to talk about the Astros for some reason. Hey, Gilbert. Gilbert wanted to talk about the Astros, but apparently it was boring him.
Well, we did take a while to get to him.
Well, that doesn't matter. How many people fall asleep if they're on hold for 5 minutes?
Well, we can pretend like we don't know reality. This is who he is. Are you going to just ignore past history? Case in point.
It is who he is. There's no question about that. There is no question. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. On ESPN 97.5 and 92. You can just leave him there.
I love when he snores behind stuff.
I know. I do like that as well.
I saw there's a video that just caught my attention. It's the Michael Myers Challenge. You seen this? Where they run. This is a whole football team. This is the quarterback. He runs over, and there's a guy who's dressed like Michael Myers with a knife, and you have to get into the house. He's walking behind you while you run, and you have to unlock the house, get in, and shut the door before he stabs you.
And all he does is walk?
And all he does is walk. You see that? Like, that would make... And now here come the big offensive linemen.
They're not going to
They're
get
a little
there.
Too...
No. Oh, look, no. He
watch
gets
this
stabbed.
Guy stabbed.
Oh, stabbed. You're dead.
And he actually stabs him. You can see blood come out. No, you can't.
No.
But these are all the big offensive linemen now are trying to get there.
And
you can see... Oh!
They got
oh,
it!
Oh, God! You see how nervous that makes
it
you?
It does. No.
That's like if...
You're going to run faster than that. There's a real Michael Myers behind you.
Well, okay. The other thing is, but they're kind of casually opening the door and like, if you now not this guy, you can tell this guy is
he doesn't.
You know, you
got to
sprint and then you gather quickly before you have to open the door, unlock the door. You got to have
the whole
ready.
Thing is unlocking the door.
That's the whole thing. Would you run faster? Gilbert was coming looking for his
program.
Program. Mm-hmm. If Gilbert is following you, would you run to your door fast? Would it be scary
no,
like Michael Myers?
No, I would give it to him because I don't want to hear him anymore.
Would it be scary like Michael Myers?
He is kind of like
you're not going to hear
a killer.
You don't
want to
hear him anymore.
I don't,
are
yeah.
you also taking the picture because you're going to keep hearing him?
No, I'm. Not, there's no picture. That's it. There's no picture. They're snoring. That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing here with Gilbert. We're not. I'm not. We're not going to his house. Wendy and I are not driving to his house to take a picture. If he comes to the Christmas party, to the Gilbert. Memorial Christmas party.
It got a little dark there for a second with you.
No, if he comes to the Gilbert celebration of Christmas at Klein's this year, then he can get a picture with Wendy. I'll have Wendy make sure that she comes up this year.
Oh, that's nice of you.
And we'll all get a picture, okay?
The whole family?
Me, Gilbert, and Wendy, because he has to have that. But, Lance, you got to secure Jennifer Reyna and Janice Shamlin.
That's not me, although I did...
Daniela
Guzman. I saw Janice Shamlin. I tweeted, your boy Gilbert is, I said, he wants you to, I don't know, what did I say? I remember when Janice Shamlin called Gilbert for his birthday or something like that. And then she immediately followed me on Twitter. And I'm like.
Nice, you got a follow out of that.
Well, yeah, but that's for the wrong reason, isn't it? For Gilbert. But I think she was doing that so I could direct message her. In case I wanted to invite her, you know, but we've already done that with Gilbert for his birthday, even though she had to get a protective order against him because he was.
Yeah, she called.
He's not dangerous. Gilbert's not dangerous. He just when he's the big relentless.
He's persistent, definitely.
Yeah, his nickname is the big relentless because, you know, he just really wanted. She probably took the daily phone calls the wrong way.
No, it's the right way. There, it's.
But it's not dangerous. It's just time consuming.
Yeah, right. No. Every day. But every day. I'd get it. You know what? We should get a restraining order. Then maybe he
can. No. He should get a restraining order against you.
What? Against me?
Yeah.
Gilbert should against me because I'm all constantly going to his house. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's break it here. College football on the other side. Del, we got a lot to talk about.
Do we?
It was interesting.
Do you want to talk about some of the stuff that happened?
Yeah, I want to talk about some of the stuff that happened in college football. We didn't even touch on college football yet. Not the Cougs so much.
Not Manhattan, Kansas
okay. so much. No, we don't need to talk about that. What we need to talk about right now, though, is Home Bank. Listen, they're doing stuff that other banks aren't. It's a community bank. It's been around since 1908. They're celebrating 115 years this year. Now, it's not the same people that started it in 1908, but there's a lot of great, great people. And they're local bankers, okay? This is business and personal banking solutions for nearly any need. They've got competitive rates. And how about this competitive rate? A special CD rate going on right now that won't last long. Home Bank offering an annual percentage yield of 5.45% on an 11-month CD, and the minimum balance is only $2,500. This is an outstanding rate. 5.45% APY on an 11-month CD, but the minimum balance is just $2,500. You're going to want to put more than that into it, but you decide what you want to do. Personalized attention to all your needs, local bankers, local knowledge. They've got all of the personal and business banking solutions that you will need. You can talk to one of their local bankers at any Houston area location, River Oak, Sugarland, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, Friendswood. Home24bank.com. That's home24bank.com. Good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5.com. Time to wake up.
Hey, you. Finally awake. You were trying to cross the border, right?
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
Hey, welcome back. This college football weekend. Kansas taken care of. That was, you know what? Jason Bean looked pretty good. He came up with some big plays with his feet, and he came up with some big throws. I don't know. Is Jalen Daniels ever going to play? I mean, it's incredible how little this guy is on the field. I think he's so talented. He's probably not tall enough. He's got a really good arm, and he's so mobile. But he's just never on the field. You just can't risk that if you're an NFL team. I really love Jalen Daniels' game. And yet he's just never on the field.
He warmed up but didn't play.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's getting closer.
He's been out for a long time.
And
5 games?
And Bean got banged up in the game. Thought he was going to come out.
Yeah. This is the thing with college football. You don't have to really put anything on an injury report. So does anyone really know the extent of his injury? Because they did this with Cam Rising until they finally submitted. He's not going to go. So they can stretch this out as long as they want and make people think he may come back.
Well,
so,
I thought he was available this past week.
Yeah, he did warm up.
Yeah,
but they did not go to him.
And
so
they
we'll
still
see.
Won.
Yeah, Oklahoma. They've had problems in Lawrence in the past. You remember the game where the AD made an announcement to the university public? Hey, you guys, this game is free if you want to come and watch.
Yeah.
It's competitive.
He yeah. did that's that what couple, it once was.
A couple
Lance
years
Leopold
ago.
Lance Leopold has done a great job.
Yeah, Lance.
That was two years ago?
Just a couple years
they
ago,
opened,
yeah.
They opened up. I mean, Kansas plays Oklahoma really well there.
Yeah.
No, and it's and Jason Bean is a good backup quarterback. You know, the Cougs, beaten 41-0.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Yeah, what? Why are we doing
we're
that?
Talking college football.
He didn't want to talk
that
about
wasn't
that.
Really, a college football game? Really, that was awful. That was
it was a beating.
It was a beating. It was a beating. And it's
how hard do you think this is going to be for Dana to survive this year?
I think that hurt. I think he's got to go to Baylor. I think he's got to play well. I think Oklahoma State comes here.
That was a bad match. Look, Kansas State was a really bad matchup for him. Baylor's much better. Kansas State is they're a team that if you're not a disciplined team or if you're an inconsistent team, they will expose you because they are really they're really physical and they do what they do every year. The players look the same. It's like the same. They just it's like you put new numbers on guys, the same kind of guys all the time out there. And that's and I say that as a pot like that's a compliment in a way. They are consistent. They're consistent. Houston, we know, has not been consistent. Iowa State, you're right, though. They're going to have to get wins against some of these. And this is the difference for people between Big 12 and for all the Cougar fans who want to get in the Big 12. And I wanted them to get in the Big 12. Ultimately, you need to be part of the show, right? But it is that Dana recognized this early on and talked about it early on. Other people may look at Baylor and Iowa State as, oh, these are, you know, these are games we should win. For Houston, this is a scrap every single week. They got a scrap on their hands.
Yeah, well, and here's the deal is they had two back-to-back really emotional games of West Virginia and Texas. One they felt like they shouldn't have won, and one they should have won. And yet, and here they are having to travel to Manhattan. That was just a terrible spot. When Five Star said that on Thursday, he had Texas and he had U of H. I was like, ugh, I really don't like U of H in this situation because they're just coming off two really, really tough games and, you know, emotional games that'll drain you. And then you got to go to Manhattan. Nah. Now, Baylor this week. I think maybe a wake-up call for them after the way that they played on Saturday. I like them a lot more in this spot. I like them a lot more. Baylor's not that same kind of physical, Kansas State is so underrated. They were the Big 12 champs last year. There's a reason. And and Will Howard is a good quarterback, really good quarterback. And he was unstoppable on Saturday, if you want to know. Unstoppable. And then they got the other kid that's Avery. Who can run the ball? That was just a bad situation for the Cougs. I don't think there's any question. I like them a lot more this week against Baylor. Texas looked good. Texas looked really, really good. And you know, even though Malik Murphy threw they had a fumble. He threw a bad interception. That team is continuing to roll. And now the Big 12 is wide open again. With Oklahoma losing to Kansas?
Oh, yeah. Texas can win the
Texas can actually win it again.
Well,
who's the best
one? Well, had the division.
Well, there are no more divisions, so as long as they didn't lose again, they're probably
going to finish 1-2. They always could.
They can get into the – yeah, they can absolutely
– but they can get into the tournament now.
Yeah. So who's the best one-loss team right now?
In the Big 12 or
– No, in college football. Alabama, Oregon, Texas?
Oregon for me.
Probably Oregon. I think so.
I think the best teams are Georgia, Oregon, Michigan, and probably Washington, but maybe Florida State.
Yeah.
I think
we're going to have a problem here.
And Ohio State's going to be like, if they get beat.
They've got a championship level defense. The question will be, can they score enough with Michigan not cheating anymore to beat Michigan?
So is Michigan going to even be in the hunt?
If they're undefeated, I don't see them knocking them out.
Yeah,
like if they go win the Big Ten,
but they have clearly cheated in years past. Like this is no different than the Astros. The Astros had to hear some, and this is for 1 year, by the way, for 2 months during the summer. They had to from the time the catcher called the signs, they had to decode, hit a trash can. And the pitch was already on the way, and they had to think that quickly. There's no, and you still have to hit the ball. These guys knew defensive calls and signals for multiple years. This has been going on. They scouted every team, home or away. It didn't matter. They had the calls. This is way more egregious than the Astros. If you think about it, this goes home and away. This is multiple years, and people aren't going to make a big deal about it.
Pat McAfee was talking about the Michigan situation. And he just mentioned they're in Utah. Now, yeah. They're in Utah.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee just mentioned the Houston Astros, and the booze came raining in Utah.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, holy.
Oh, no. It's nationwide, because even people who don't pay attention to it, the Astros just became a thing. Even if you're not even around baseball,
you know. Are you kidding me?
What
in
Michigan
Utah,
did,
who has no, they have no stakes in this whatsoever.
None. What Michigan is purported to have done, for me, would be much more egregious than the Texans, than the Astros, because you now have an idea what their calls are. You know what's coming also. And then Deion says, well, you still have to stop it. You can know. And that's admirable, as long as you keep that same energy with baseball hitters and pitchers. Because the fact is, this happened multiple years. When you go back to the amount of seats that were bought, the amount of games, and when it happened, this has been going on for a lot longer. This isn't so. The Michigan versus Astros thing, actually, Michigan football, based on what we've read, is actually longer lasting, more egregious, home and road, but they're not going to get the same heat. You know, no. And the Astros deserve their heat, but the Astros have won multiple times since that all happened. They've won a World Series since that happened, and you see, they're going to have to live with this probably for another 3 or 4 years, I think.
Will
the Astros, I mean.
Okay, right now, will three teams be undefeated by the end of this? Three real contenders for the – because you got Georgia, Michigan, and Ohio State. One of them's got to lose. You got Florida State. You got Washington. Yeah, that's all the real contenders.
No, there's not going to be three.
Air Force is not a real contender, and James Madison's out. So, no, there won't be three. You think there will be two?
I think it'll be two. I think Michigan will be one. Michigan's better.
Georgia will be one.
And I think Georgia will be one, yeah. I think those two.
Well, what about Washington?
I just think Washington will get tripped up somewhere.
What about Florida State? Where are they going to get tripped up?
They played Clemson, right?
In the playoff semifinal? Who are they going to lose to in the ACC?
Not Georgia Tech. They just beat them, right?
No, Georgia Tech just beat North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah. Wake. Have they
They've
played
got Pitt.
Oh, they got, oh, North
they've
Carolina.
Got Pitt, Miami,
Drake May will
North
get
Alabama, and
Drake,
at Florida.
That defense is going to stop
Drake
Florida
May's
State.
Get him.
Drake May is perfect. He's Justin Herbert. He's going to be perfect. He'll be another Justin Herbert.
Herbert-y.
He will put up numbers. His for whatever reason, his team will find a way to lose, and everyone will blame everyone but him.
They were a 12.5-point favorite at Georgia Tech and lost.
Dude.
Well, they always lose to Georgia Tech. Now, I think it's 3 years in a row.
Dude. They just put up points now. 45. Here's how many Florida State scored this year. 45, 66, 31, 31, 39, 41, 38, 41. They have not scored less than 31. And that was at Clemson. They scored 31.
Man, Travis is going to win the
He could.
I was looking at the Heisman stuff. I think there's – you know who I think the good bet is right now? Marvin Harrison plus 900.
Another wide receiver?
If there's going to be a year where the quarterback – it's not going to be Caleb. It's not going to be Drake May. Jordan Travis, Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison's going to keep getting a ton of targets.
Will they really vote for a Washington quarterback for the Heisman?
I don't know. I saw
that's what I don't know.
I saw a mid-season All-American team. Marvin Harrison was second team.
Oh, he's got Kyle McCord throwing him the football.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's I don't believe that. That's not a great pick.
He's still on hold.
The Florida State kid is
Jordan Travis. I'm not going to saying he would win it by default would be insulting. He's played really well. I mean, if you watch that team play, he makes that offensive line look better than they are.
Are you saying Travis?
Yeah, Jordan Travis. Yeah. He makes that offensive line look better than they are. I think that's Florida State's Achilles heel. If they see a team, I say in the semifinal, I don't think an ACC team can challenge them. But if they see a team in a semifinal with a good defensive line, I think they're
in
trouble.
I mean, here's his last five games. 163, 105, 162, 123.
Was that the passer rating? Or the yards?
No, those are Marvin Harrison.
Oh, Marvin. I thought you were talking about Jordan
touchdown,
Travis.
Touchdown, two touchdowns. His numbers are, I mean, he's going to have just unbelievable numbers.
Yeah, he's a really good player. Mm-hmm. And if he had a better quarterback throwing him the football, I would agree with you. But I think it'll be a Travis Penix thing, most likely.
Dude, this is gross.
What?
This isn't what the Heisman's supposed to be.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
What?
Jordan Travis versus Michael Penix.
What's your issue with that?
I don't know. I just, for reason, I do have one. I don't know. I mean, Jordan Travis is 2,100 passing yards, 18 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. It's a good
And he
year.
Runs the football, too. He makes plays for them on the ground. And Michael Penix is bombing away. I mean, I'm not sure what your issue is.
I mean, now look, Travis's numbers are not like
They're not
typically
great.
Heisman numbers.
They're not Heisman
He's got
numbers.
359 yards just this last week against Wake. Michael Penix? I mean, too many people like John will do stuff with that. Well, college football can't have somebody whose name is P-E-N-I-X? And an X. Yeah. Because too many people, you already saw what Desmond Howard did.
Big.
You don't think Pat McAfee's going to do something like this?
Not only that, it's like he's like 36 years old. He has been around forever.
LSU's Penix. Quarterback.
Chris Wanky won a Heisman.
Jaden Daniels has got some Heisman love, too.
24-6. He's 2,900 yards, 2,945 already, 69% completions, 24 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
How about this, John? Jaden Daniels, 25 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 2,500 passing yards for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I mean, those are really, frankly, if you really
Jaden's
one of the favorites for the Heisman.
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah.
He's playing really, Michael Penix should get it. Beating Oregon a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but I just think they're going to get tripped up. I think Washington's going to get beat. There's a lot of teams that can get you in the Pac. It's much more parity in the Pac-12 this year. Much more than we've seen.
Yeah, but you know what? They're getting through it.
Michael Penix is 23. Born in May, so by the draft, he'll be 20. By the time the season starts next year, he'll be 24. Ooh, Molly Karen with glasses isn't bad.
That's not Heisman talk.
If you
look at Washington's schedule, they're on the road at USC. We know USC can't stop anybody. They gave up, 49 to Cal over the weekend. And then they have Utah, Oregon State, Washington State. So he's got the schedule. If he continues to put up numbers, the schedule will say, that's your award, because he's got top 25 matchups 3 out of the last 4 games. Yep. So, and then a potential Pac-12 title game against another top 25 team.
Who's Joseph G has a special request
for you? Yes.
Okay, let's get him in here real quick before we break. Hey, Joseph G.
Johnny G, man of the people. I have a special request for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I tweeted at the show last week. We have the Houston Media Classic coming up on Wednesday at Tour 18. And we need a fourth for our 11 a.m. shotgun start. I'm here to request from the man of the people.
Man of the people.
Truly
I got guys. I got my Green Bay boys in town this week. I can't do it. I appreciate it. I would have tweeted you back, but I'm suspended from Twitter. So I can't. Yeah. I couldn't
tweet you. You put a picture up last week.
But
because Jackie said, what are you doing on Twitter?
No. I replied with a story. I didn't tweet anything. I didn't tweet. I didn't say anything. I just sent him a story.
Did you hit post? You could have mailed it to him in the mail.
Well, I could have done that.
You're right. Emailed it to him.
But I can't. Joseph G., I appreciate the offer and make it again sometime, but I can't this week. I got my boys in town.
Are you believing
that? That's sad to hear. I appreciate the consideration.
All right, buddy. Thank you, though. I appreciate the offer. No, listen, I would go play. I would go do it.
So if people... So people can call in every week and you'll join.
No, not every. I mean, what?
If you're a man of the people,
I like that he wanted me to play. I would do it if I could.
What if he said?
I mean,
what if
you got there? It's golf.
What if you got there and he goes, entry fees $150. You can Venmo me or Cash App me, Zelle me.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I would say
if you're there with your sticks.
Yeah, I would say, well, I'm gonna hit some balls and then I'm gonna have to go. I was gonna stay, but I've got to go.
And I just got a call.
Yeah.
Hello.
And then the phone rings while you're on.
No. Hey, why is my phone messed up?
HRP. Okay, that's what I'm talking about now. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. If you're looking for the best way to get that payroll to your company, because you're not – are you a payroll expert? Is that your business? Because if that's your business, then you're not going to hire HRP if you're a payroll business. Okay? But if you're not a payroll business, how good are you at it? Are you doing it as economically as you possibly can? Are you a tax expert? Are you an Affordable Care Act expert? I don't think so. Probably not. You want to sell whatever widget you have to sell, right? So go sell your widgets and let HRP do the admin stuff. Now, there's other admin companies that they'll do your payroll and they'll do your taxes and they'll do your HR and they'll do your they'll do your benefits packages. They'll do your insurance. They'll do all of these different things, and it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. HRP is going to save you money. And if you're with another admin company right now and you don't know how you're doing, well, HRP will come, and they'll give you a consultation, and they'll tell you how much money they can save you. So if you're looking for a way to get out of whatever payroll company you're in or start with a payroll company. That's our guys. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sweet Sassy Molassy.
Clever metaphors and catchphrases escape me, like a fat girl waving her trophy from the smell contest. Sweet Sassy Molassy, I'm trying my best here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 935 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Our Texans took it on the chin. C.J. Stroud did not look good, okay? But D'Amico says, hold on. What? Just relax, everybody. Let's just not overreact to what we saw out there. He was not as good as he has been. Maybe three times actually. D'Amico talked about preparing better after a win as opposed to a loss when you're a lot more focused. I don't know if he was referring to CJ, but CJ did not play well. But it is just one game.
It's one game, right? One game where, and everybody has a game. So, you know, you keep working. You don't throw everything out and be like, you keep working and you keep trusting in the process, trusting what you're doing, right? Trusting the scheme we're doing and you keep working at it.
You know, what's a little scary though, Lance, is we see that with hitters, with pitchers, we see with quarterbacks, we're seeing this maybe with Brock Purdy, that defenses adjust.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And defensive coordinators are pretty smart. They've been doing this for a while. Hear D'Amico talking about adjustments defenses are going to be making for CJ.
I think with any quarterback, especially young quarterbacks, as defenses continue to game plan and get more film on them, you see, you know, what guys do well, and you switch your game plan accordingly to, you know, put the quarterback in difficult spots. So just have to keep growing, keep learning, right? And you're going to see a lot of different things, and CJ will do well with it. He'll handle it well. He'll bounce back. I know he'll come ready to work next week, prepared and ready to attack the next opponent.
I think that, you know, one of the things is a positive. So quarterback playing the NFL is everything for quarterbacks is the chess match. So it's like a boxing match, actually. Punch, so either you're on the offensive or you're on the defensive or you're counterpunching. When you're counterpunching, you're at your best because that means that when a defense does something to you that slows you down, you figure it out. And you counterpunch with the help of your play caller and offense coordinator, and maybe quarterback coach. That's something all young quarterbacks have to go through. You can get through a whole rookie season, and then they watch you, and they start figuring out, okay, this guy likes to do this, this guy likes to do this. Let's take this away from him and see what he does. Or let's show him this look or show him that look. And when they find that you have trouble against a certain look, they'll start going to it. They will start disguising and getting to that same look. So CJ will have his challenges, but I think it's kind of good that you have D'Amico Ryans as a head coach because he used to be in charge and he still is in charge of trying to do the same thing to quarterbacks. So don't you think that's helpful, the mind of a defensive coordinator, to watch tape and say, okay, this is what they're doing to you. Like I would come in and if I'm D'Amico Ryans, I come in from a defensive standpoint and talk to him every week. And what he should be doing is watching tape, say, this is what I'm seeing as a defensive coordinator. This is how I would attack you. Yeah. And I'd be having that same conversation with Bobby Slowick. That's one of the cool things is that you can have that same conversation. Now, it's easy in theory to say that. The fact is NFL coaches are very, very busy. So finding that time to do all that is part of the challenge. But D'Amico, who is a game planner and schemer to slow down quarterbacks, he should be able to actually help his own quarterback with recognizing certain things.
Let me ask you if you agree with Bill Barnwell. He talks about the Texans. He talks about every team. And he talks about the Texans, and he likes CJ. He likes Will Anderson. He says, you know what? That's off to a nice start. Everything's going well. But around that young core, there are a lot of veterans on short-term deals. General Manager Nick Caserio has filled out his roster with these players for the entirety of his time in Houston. And while he hasn't traded many of them at the deadline, these players could all be useful if they end up in the right spot with the right team. Edge rusher Jerry Hughes continues to get after passers. Tight end Dalton Schultz is 1 year removed from Pro Bowl caliber play. Denzel Perriman is a solid two-down linebacker. The Texans shouldn't dump all their veterans to amass draft picks, but one or two in the right swap would make sense.
Yeah, I could see it. I don't know what you get.
I don't think they do it.
This is one of the things I like.
I think that would be pretty disappointing in the locker room.
Yeah, looks like a looks like a dump. I think the way that you look at it is you let these guys walk, they sign contracts, and you're careful with how many you sign, and you end up with a couple. You use your draft picks instead of trading all your draft picks away. You actually use them to replenish, and you come away with two or three compensatory picks this year. That's one of the ways that I would look at it. Is you may get an extra fourth, a fifth. Dalton Schultz would get you probably a fourth, maybe a fourth round compensatory pick if you don't sign. You know, there's a procedure that cancels things out, but
or you keep him.
Well, I'd like for them to just keep Dalton Schultz. Yeah, you're right. I'd like for them to just keep Dalton Schultz. But that's the problem is when you keep doing Band-Aid signings, 1 year, 1 year, 1 year. This is why you can't just give away all your draft picks.
This is what
to
Nick
move
has
up.
Done, though. I know that they were so bad that you didn't want to commit to a guy long term, and you wanted to bring veterans in. But this is what Nick does.
No, you have to build, but you can't just trade away all your draft picks, trade up and trade them away like he does, because that's how you build the core. That's how you build out a roster with depth. I mean, you can't just keep signing one-year guys. And I know that's what Nick has done, but he's also put them in a position where they are still in a position where they have to fill multiple spots going into the offseason. At what point are you going to keep your draft picks, draft those players, develop them, and have your depth that way? Are you just going to always be signing average free agents?
What's funny is he later round picks, he ain't afraid to throw them
like
around.
He thinks they have
and
no
he's
value.
Pretty good at it.
Yeah, he's like he thinks they have no value. They do have value.
He's gotten the Brevin Jordans and the Jarrett Pattersons and the I mean, he's gotten some players later that you're like, man, that's not so bad.
Absolutely.
Why are you so flippant with these picks? Why are you so willy-nilly with them? But there's another thing. If you can get a fifth rounder for a Dalton Schultz, you know what? That might be a guy that you add here if you don't throw him away to somebody. That might be a guy, since you're pretty good later in the draft, at bringing in here, and maybe he'll be a guy that sticks around for a little while. I don't know why I'm having a sneezing attack. Is there any allergies out there now that it's like 4 degrees outside? I mean, how awful is this?
This is incredible. The rain's coming in. We're washing away that heat. We're having to deal with some allergies, but you know, we're also washing away the ragweed. The allergies were really bad over the weekend. Now it's so much better. It's so much better. It's nice and cool. Point's lower. This is what we've been waiting for as a city, as a state, as a country. We've been waiting for this weather.
Who had the worst, best and worst weekend? Let's start with the best. CeeDee Lamb, Will Levis, Joe Burrow,
A.J. Brown,
Denver Broncos defense.
Say my man A.J. Brown. He had another 120-plus.
Holy crap. But he does it week in and week out.
Yeah.
He really does. Name who had the best.
You know what? I'm going to say Levis. Levis was hated on at an unusual level. And he comes out in game one. And you remember how Malik Willis was like a disaster. He came out and threw 4 touchdowns in an Oilers uniform.
He exceeded more. I mean, because CeeDee Lamb is really good. Joe Burrow is really good. I mean, the Broncos defense is
really
bad.
Yeah, that was a good one. Broncos defense was a really good one.
Who had the worst weekend? Brock Purdy, Desmond Ridder, Saquon Barkley, CJ Stroud.
Why Saquon?
Saquon Barkley, they're down. Well, he lost. He's down to a third string quarterback. They did nothing off him. He rushed 36 times. Well, no.
Yeah, his numbers are actually pretty good.
Really good. Everything actually around him now is terrible.
But everything around him is just awful.
Are we just sticking to
NFL?
About
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, lost for the season.
Well, but his contract is up after this year, right?
I believe he's a free agent.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, here's the deal. You know what Kirk Cousins is right now? Kirk Cousins is the guy that is going to be sitting there about week 8 next year, that a team loses, a playoff team loses their quarterback, and Kirk Cousins.
Week 8, he better step it up.
He better be
Aaron Rodgers over
then.
Here doing back pedals already after an Achilles. He better.
Well,
Kirk
but
Cousins
you hear
better
with Aaron Rodgers? Did you read about that? He went and had a special procedure to tighten it up. Like,
yeah.
It's a different. He went to the absolute Dr. Elamanyehu or something.
Well, Kirk can afford it.
No, Kirk can afford it. But, it, you know, usually it's like for a quarterback who's not a mobility guy, I'm guessing that's probably 9 months from
yeah.
a medical standpoint. That's my thoughts on that.
Well, if he's not going to run
thoughts.
Around anyway.
I think he's probably
he's
a pup guy.
He's just going to stand in the pocket?
I think he's a pup guy, but I think he'll make it back for next season.
You
I
do?
Think, yeah. Before.
Well, he doesn't have a team.
Oh, no, somebody will sign him with the thought that he's not a mobility guy. But what?
How much
for
you
what amount?
Give him?
I know, for what amount? Does Kirk
I think
have
he's
to...
sitting around week 4, week 5
well,
next
well,
year.
You don't think he signs?
No.
Well, when does free agency start? March?
Yeah.
Late March? So he's got November, December, January, February. And by the time late March rolls around, he'll be able to show teams that he can move.
Oh, yeah.
By yeah. 5 well, months? Here's the deal, too, is you're not... Yeah, he's got to prove that he can move, though. And you're not going to get as much money mid-season, that's for sure. But how much does he sign? What would you sign him for, honestly? How much money do you give him this offseason?
It depends what type of team you are.
You don't want my thoughts because I don't believe in paying, you know, non-tier one quarterbacks tier one money. And everyone does it anyway. It's like, well, that's what the price is. Well, then I'll pass then. That's fine. I'll try to draft one.
Yeah, the Giants said that was the price. And now
yeah,
they
look
pay
at them
Daniel
now.
Jones.
Look
and
where
the,
they are.
And the Cardinals
Kyler
are the same
Murray,
thing.
The Giants. You just, it's dumb.
No. 946 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
I think he goes back maybe to Washington.
And
they got to figure out Sam Howell, though.
And 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Time now for News of the Weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
All right, welcome back. A Las Vegas landlord is making news. Apparently, he had a contract with a renter.
This is terrible.
The form says that this renter, a Ms. Torres, who had multiple children, she had her children living with her, Candy Torres, in Las Vegas. There was a clause in there that said that Torres hereby and freely gives their total consent to sexual activities with Alan Rothstein, the landlord of the building. Now, he could do anything. Apparently, he could do anything.
Oh, he had it written into a contract.
Yes, it was sexual. It was there was oral. There was all.
There's a lot.
It
of-
was literally written into the contract. And a bizarre clause required the tenant to promise that she does not currently have a boyfriend, girlfriend, parent who is larger, meaner, and more physically
Shut
aggressive,
up.
Owns firearms, and or is more possessive than Rothstein.
What? This guy literally tried to cover every no. base for getting away no. with this? The crazy thing is he's done this other times before.
Yeah.
With
no,
other
no.
tenants.
He had already lost
his... Oh, I'll rent to you. However, I'm going to need you to sign this.
And she had to sign and signing that she was not under the influence of an incapacitating intoxicant, aphrodisiac, psychoactive substance, alcohol, drugs, oysters, truffles, sea cucumber, strawberries, lobster. She was not under the influence of any of these.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
Well, sea cucumber, oysters, these are supposed to be aphrodisiacs.
Yeah. But apparently now he's in trouble and possibly facing jail time.
Yeah, that one will. I know he thought, I've got a binding contract. Yeah, I don't think that's a legal contract, sir.
Here's a story from 2017. And we haven't done it, but I don't know. Maybe it has some. Oh, this is just morbid knowledge. In 2017, 70-year-old Lawrence Ripple robbed a Kansas City bank, then sat down in the lobby saying he would rather go to jail than to live with his wife any longer. What was he sentenced to?
A 70-year-old man.
Living with his wife?
House arrest.
Yep.
He was sentenced to house. Now, that's ironic, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure the judge thought, oh, what would you, you know, what's the thing you most don't want to do? I'm going to give it to you as a prison sentence.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, an Arizona woman is suing DoorDash because the driver performed a sex act on her food.
What was the driver, male or female?
It was male.
Oh.
Yeah.
Apple pie.
Was it a dessert?
It was a dessert with
apple pie.
Had frosting on it.
Ooh. Oh, cinnamon roll?
And apparently the place that the restaurant saw him, a Mexican food restaurant saw him, they called DoorDash. DoorDash didn't get a hold of her. DoorDash didn't call for a while afterwards, which is why she's suing DoorDash.
So this...
She says she ate the food.
So this person, in the view of the restaurant, did this.
Uh-huh.
And then he went about his business.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming... How do I put this delicately? He finished the job?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yep, the icing on the cake.
Oh!
Oh, boy. Yeah, I would sue,
and
too.
And you thought me throwing a shoe was bad. That's nothing compared to what John just said.
What? What you did is a visual thing that goes viral.
That's no one's awful.
It wasn't awful. It was
his
awesome.
His joy, and when I went back and watched it, and the shoe flew back into frame, and Joy's unmitigated joy.
When he leans
yours
back.
Too.
His joy was more than mine. You couldn't even see my face. John leaning backwards and throwing his head back and laughing.
That's my favorite part for a while now.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, two tanks full of bull semen was stolen in Ireland.
God. Jeez.
What was it?
Two
doing
artificial insemination tanks have been stolen during a burglary in Clogher County, Tyrone.
Do you think they knew what they were stealing?
What are you going to do?
Are they prize bulls?
That's what I'm saying. Do you think they even knew what they were stealing?
Well, if they're prize bulls, they might know. And they're using it to make some money.
What is there? Is there an underground market for bull semen?
Probably, if they're prize bulls.
If I'm the police, aren't there just a few places I can go?
Yes. I mean, they're not many.
Right.
But they have it for horses.
I don't know. A groom's angry ex...
What did she do to a cake?
She threw poop on him and the new bride at their wedding.
Oh, she showed up at the wedding.
She showed up at the wedding. And as everybody was throwing the rice.
I tell you what now.
She's hurling.
There's got to be a video of that somewhere.
It's a wedding. Someone had to film something.
There has got to be a video of that somewhere now.
Oh.
Is there
apparently
a link in that story
photos
anywhere?
Of the public smearing showed the bride's hair, face, and white dress completely covered.
Completely, the whole thing.
Completely covered.
I hope they took pictures beforehand.
You know, see,
which
this is
not
thing.
Usually
and
the
I,
case.
And I don't want to make this a. It's going to come off the wrong way, but I just don't think a man would ever do that.
Throw poop at a wedding?
Throw poo at a wedding?
He might do something worse.
Yeah, no. What about the guy? We just had one where the guy was smearing poo. He was a candidate. And he was smearing poo on the door of some business.
Yeah, but
he would do that,
different.
But not at a wedding.
I think
wedding,
he's got a point. If you lost out on a woman to another guy, would you show
you're
up at the wedding
poo
and throw poo
like
at them?
Like a chimpanzee would at a zoo.
I don't think
How about
so.
My favorite all time is where the chimp goes and he goes and throws it and hits the grandma on the nose and it's stuck there. Oh, I still chuckle about that one.
We're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the show. Paul Gallant is next. But first, a little Texas custom patio.
Texas custom patios. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to turn on my my fire pit. I don't get to use that a lot. So we're going to do fire pit today. I'm going to have the fire pit on out there. Going to watch some sports tonight out on the patio. Going to have a drink when I get home. Going to change it up. Now that's cool. I got a different cocktail coming your way. So I'm going to knock that down. And I'm going to make it happen through, and grilling. We're doing chicken thighs, I think, today. So that's all going on my patio, Texas Custom Patios. You know, I know a lot of you out there were just like me. You want to do it. You imagine it. You think, man, I would love to have that. And then you just can't pull the trigger. And I was the same way for about 4 or 5 months after I met with Texas Custom Patios. And then I said, you know what? I want to have the life that I want to live. Like, I'm not going to live in this great big house, but I want the house that I live in to be the one that I love. And that's exactly what is the case now. I have an outdoors that I absolutely love. You can have the same thing. They do swimming pools, outdoor kitchens, outdoor living spaces, TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN975.com. If you want in, you have to audition.
Hi, I'm Kerry Dubek, and I'm reading for the role of man at party who smells fart.
Bye, bitch.